is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Very, very major news out of the U.S. Congress. U.S. House passes bill to force ByteDance to divest TikTok or face ban. The copy reads, Reuters, Dateline. U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill that would give TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance 6 months to divest the U.S. assets of the short video app used by 170 million Americans, or face a ban. The bill passed 352-65, bipartisan support. We welcome Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang and Brandon Weikert, the contributor to The National Interest and the author most recently of Shadow Wars, to help me understand TikTok, now banned by vote of the U.S. Congress, House of Representatives, overwhelmingly. Whenever you see these scale of numbers, there's got to be a backstory. Brandon, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. I do not have TikTok. I've only ever heard about it, but I've been reading about it these last days because of this controversy that now comes to the vote in the House. If I had TikTok on my phone or if I put it in there, what risk am I taking? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thank you for having me. And you're right to question it, because the way that TikTok is sold to us is it's just harmless, taking pictures of cats and whatnot. But of course, it's the underlying principle that's the issue. It's a Chinese-owned firm, TikTok is, and it basically aggregates, collects all of our data. And it sends it over to a server that is owned by the Chinese company, which then has access to all of our personal information and can build a working digital profile of every user that uses TikTok. And from there, they can aggregate that information and use it for manipulation, whether it be manipulation for selling things, or more dangerously, more ominously, for the Chinese Communist Party to create psychological warfare tools to use on us and our people, notably our youth.
It's owned by this company, ByteDance. Is that correct?
Yes.
TikTok is a company owned by ByteDance. And yes. ByteDance is in China?
Yes.
And associated with the Chinese Communist Party? Is it a state-owned enterprise? What is it?
Every firm in China, whether they are officially a state-owned enterprise or not, they are affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party. For them to do business and for them to even exist, they have to swear fealty to Xi Jinping.
Gordon, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. And you've been explaining this to me for some time, but not until now have I concentrated on how glad I am that I'm an old person and do not have TikTok on my phone. So you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, on January 31, Shou Chu, the CEO of TikTok, testified in the Senate that TikTok has, quote unquote, never provided data to China from TikTok. Your comments?
I don't believe it for a second. And China has access to that information. I don't know how else to say it. And that is the reason for why the committee wants to ban TikTok, because they know that the Chinese government and their corporations lie like one breathes.
A puzzle about this. I read that there are advocates for not banning TikTok. Some of those advocates, called lobbyists, are associated with the Trump administration. And in fact, there's news that Mr. Trump himself is not in favor of banning TikTok. And some elements of the think tanks in Washington are also not in favor. However, do I recall correctly that the first time I remember reading about banning TikTok was during the Trump administration?
Yes.
Is that a good memory?
You're completely correct. Trump is reversing himself because he's listening to very top aides, names that everybody would know, who apparently are on the payroll of ByteDance's lobbying effort here in the United States. I think it's a tragedy, because his initial inclination to ban TikTok was correct. What he's saying now is very, very incorrect.
Banning TikTok means that it goes away. There's a mitigating circumstance here. If it's owned by a U.S. company, does that solve the problem? Because I think that was the original idea under the Trump years.
one of the ideas they were floating. Yeah, I talked to somebody from Oracle who was saying that this is the solution is to let Oracle take over the TikTok operations here in the U.S. And I just got to tell you, there is no possible way Oracle can secure the data pilfering that TikTok does, because the entire app is designed to send our personal information in large troves to China. Plus, we know American tech firms usually leverage their access over or to American personal data as a means to gain access to China's large market share.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Brandon, it's not only data theft. I believe that TikTok's greater national security threat is China's use of the curation algorithm to propagate narratives, you know, Russian disinformation about the Ukraine war, how bad democracy is, all the rest of it, but also tending to destroy a whole generation of American youth with, for instance, videos promoting illegal drug use, self-harm, even videos idealizing suicide.
Yep.
So could, for instance, if TikTok were 100% owned by an American party, could they, for instance, secure control of the algorithm? Because the deal with Oracle faltered in part because not so much of price, but because of the control of the curation algorithm.
Right. No, I don't think that it's ever going to come to that. I don't think that the Chinese will allow that algorithm to be known to us or to be controlled by an American firm, especially Oracle, which does have many defense contracts with our Department of Defense. They're not going to want that, because this whole thing, TikTok, is designed as a psychological weapon as well as a computer weapon against us. I think Gallagher, the committee chairman, referred to it as digital fentanyl. And I think that's a great way to describe what TikTok is.
There is an American version of this I read called Instagram. How is that different from TikTok? Does it gather information as well? This would be Facebook, right? Facebook owns
Instagram. It's owned by Meta. Yeah. Yeah. And to answer your question, all of these social media apps, all of them, collect your personal data, put it into a database, and then these companies either sell it to advertisers or they use it to create more manipulative programs. But of course, it's one thing when American companies sell it to advertisers just to annoy you by selling you things or to send you more annoying videos of cats. It's another thing when it is a backdoor method, which is what TikTok is, for gaining access to your personal information for China's military to then use in a weaponization program.
Gordon, you have a question.
Brandon, the opponents of the TikTok bill in the House have said that this is a First Amendment issue. Do you agree?
Absolutely not. I think that is something that's created by the pro-China lobby to basically muddy the waters. Because, look, India is, what, the fourth largest democracy in the world? They have a lot of the same liberties we do, and they don't seem to be losing them. And in 2020, the Indian government banned TikTok, and there was absolutely no harm done to their freedoms in India or to their youth. In fact, they probably helped their youth out by not subjecting them to this digital fentanyl. So we could do the same thing here without ever missing a beat in terms of our free speech.
Brandon Weichert is a contributor to The National Interest. He's the author most recently of Shadow Wars, about the Iranian threat. Before that, Biohacked, about the Chinese Communist Party threat in advanced biology. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.